Welcome to the Australian CISO, a podcast for current and aspiring chief information security officers and anyone interested in cybersecurity. My name is Richard Herron. I am the host of the Australian CISO and proud to think there are listeners in 38 countries of the world. All opinions you hear on this podcast are my own or those of the people being interviewed. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the companies that I or the interviewees are employed by. The podcast is recorded with Audacity using a Rode Podcaster microphone and hosted on Podomatic. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 42 of the Australian CISO podcast. 42, I think they used to refer to that number as the meaning of life. I don't know whether you'll find the meaning of life in this episode, but you'd better listen to it just in case. And by the way, I've got my dog sleeping in the background, so if you hear him snoring, apologies in advance. Now, the previous episode was all about day one of the ASA Cyber Conference 2023. This episode covers days two and three. So let's have a look at day two of CyberCon 2023. In the morning, I needed to attend a board meeting virtually using my phone. The component I was attending for was supposed to go for about 45 minutes, but it held so much interest with the board that it went for 90 minutes. I was really happy to hear how receptive the board were to this particular issue we were discussing. It was actually a really good reflection of what Ben Doyle had previously presented about the day before, talking about how to work with boards. After the board meeting, I attended the talk titled First Time CISO, Five Lessons for the First Year. This was done by Paul Coran from Western Australia. The five lessons all came with an associated story. Here are the five lessons. You are responsible even when you're not. Basically, you are inheriting all past and future responsibility for cyber, even the gaps that existed years before you started there. Two, you must champion security whenever and wherever possible. So you've got to be the leader of security, talk about it. You are the master spokesman for security. Lead from the front. Number three, never let a crisis go without action. One of his points here was incidents are a good opportunity to obtain additional resources. Four, you need help. It is a team effort. And five, you need to speak a new language. CISO is 10% technology security and 90% risk. Now, just as I was heading to have a conversation with someone, I bumped into a friend of the podcast, Daisy Wong, gave her a hug and apologised as I had a long-planned coffee date with David Geber, who is the General Manager of Information Security at REST Superannuation. And David, I've probably pronounced your name wrong again. We discussed a number of contemporary issues and people we knew over a cup of coffee. Thanks for the coffee, David. As I headed towards the vendor hall, I bumped into my adopted Vietnamese family, Hien Tran, who I've worked with on three different occasions now, and Carolyn Nguyen, another cybersecurity awareness superstar. I really enjoyed hanging out with those two during the conference. They went off to have lunch, and just as I was heading in their direction, okay, you know what I'm going to say? Yes, I did bump into someone else I knew. Reggie Lull from KPMG. I used to deal with Reggie probably 5 years ago when he worked for security company Huntsman. We're having a bit of a chat, and then Martin Buckland from Microsoft dropped by to say hello. A bit like Reggie, I dealt with Martin in a past life when he also worked for Huntsman. I also spotted and said hi to Tom Bull from E2 Cyber, as well as Graham Ryder, who's a senior security analyst at Target, and I also saw Simon Daly, who's the CISO of Macmillan Shakespeare. I also bumped into Kevin Thompson a number of times, he's from Content Security, and sometime during the conference I had a quick chat with Jonathan from CyberCX. I then spotted Shemaine Tan and Pablo Borges from Securo, so I said a quick hello to them. If you're lucky enough to know her, Shemaine was her effervescent self. Good to see you, Shemaine. I realised I hadn't had lunch yet, so I literally and physically stuffed a bread roll down my mouth. Surely I'd met everyone I'd ever known at this stage, and I wasn't going to embarrass myself with a whole lot of bread stuffed down my throat, was I? As my brother says, what you resist, you get. So true to that saying, I walked straight into KPMG's Mitra Meenai. Mitra had to decipher my sign language saying, "Your talk yesterday was really good." She realized what was going on. Alas, I hadn't eaten all day, so I really had to fill my mouth with some food. Ah, what would have the Queen said about my uncouth eating habits? I don't know if Mitra was very impressed. But anyway, let's move on. It was presentation time, so I headed to room 210 to see Cyber Maturity to Resilience, a refreshed approach to board reporting. This was presented by Natasha Pasley from KPMG. There were discussions covering cyber risk quantification, an enterprise view of cyber risk talking about NIST, qualitative risk scenarios, and quantitative risk scenarios. Then cyber risk quantification features and benefits, and this covered FAIR, the MITRE ATT&CK path, controls analysis and modelling such as statistical and actuarial. Then there was some talk about cyber risk quantification, cyber resilience, which was all about providing the enterprise view of cyber risk, a defence in depth view of a particular scenario, the consideration of solutions in place, coverage and processes, and the support for cyber resilience messaging. The talk then moved on to key steps to uplift board reporting and pretty much finished off with concluding considerations. This was not a presentation for newbies into the industry, thus why it was in the fundamental cybersecurity for directors and reporting to the board stream. Listeners, always check what stream the particular talk is representative of. My adopted Vietnamese family, Ian and Carolyn, then went to room 104 to see Colin Howe present The Psychology of Cybercrime. It was full when we got there, so we just had to wait until attendees left the room, so we could then join the room. About 20 minutes into the talk, one person left. I jumped up, about to do a George Costanza and knock Ian and Carolyn out of my way in order to get into the room, but my conscience won over me, and I realised that it was better for security superstar Carolyn Nguyen to attend. Later she relayed to us how good the talk was. Moving on to day 3, and the final day of the conference. It started with Senator James Patterson making some statements about cybersecurity. After that, the one we all had waited for, the keynote presentation by Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. In the words of a millennial, OMG. In the words of an old guy like me, OMFG, it was out of this world, pun intended. He spoke about how, as a 10-year-old kid living on a farm, how he was inspired by the words of JFK in the 60s about putting humans on the moon, how he got into flying and then into the Canadian space program, how he flew into space on numerous occasions, how he was strapped to the outside of the floating space center, with the only thing separating him from space being his spacesuit. It was an extremely entertaining and motivating talk. I don't think I've seen a better presentation than Chris Hadfield's talk. I hadn't Googled him since the conference, but I'm sure you'd see a lot of him talking online. And if you wanted to improve your presentation skills and that component of storytelling, it would well be worth Googling Chris Hadfield. Talking about storytelling, at 10:15, I went to listen to friend of the podcast, Darren Arnott, talk all things storytelling. His talk was titled, Storytelling in Cybersecurity, Communicating on Common Ground. Darren talked about what makes a good story, which covered. It must be relevant to your message. The story must have a purpose and a clear start, middle, and end. End your story with a link to your message. Avoid jargon and write your story down. Work on it and practice it. He also discussed the topic of why stories, and I found this more valuable than his previous section on what makes a good story. So this is what Darren said about why stories. Cybersecurity is hard. Stories can help to cut through the noise. Stories connect you differently with information. Stories can connect your listeners to the data or information they already have. Information wrapped in a story is likely to be remembered. And find stories which match your message and use them. To add to her photos of speakers, especially one Carolyn got with a security vendor who'd previously been on Married at First Sight, I asked Darren to pose with us in a photo. I'll put that photo in the Australian CISO LinkedIn group. At 11:15, I attended a session called The Evolving CISO with David Fairman and Richard Johnson. So David Fairman's from Netscope and Richard Johnson is the CISO from Westpac Banking Group. In fact, I'd probably call him a CISO veteran from Westpac Banking Group. It's funny, when I sat down, who do I sit next to? None other than Matt Pirelli, an ex-co-worker from Deloitte from way back in the year 2000. It's a small world. So as a CISO, I found this an interesting talk. I could certainly relate to all of the discussion, how the CISO role has moved from technical to a business role, the different shades of a CISO, i.e. as an innovator, a technologist, a collaborator, as an educator, etc. I liked Richard Johnson's mention of, I don't need to be right, I just need to make sure the right decision has been made based on the information. Thanks for that one, Ricardo. I might just pinch that one for the future. The use of the two words relentless competence was used. Another couple of words I'll steal and regurgitate at the right moment in the workplace. It was also good to hear them admit that the CISO role is quite relentless. There is always something going on. It can be tiring. Can be. It is tiring. After that talk, it was time for lunch, and I yet again bumped into someone I knew. This time, it was Tara Dunakota from PEXA, who was with a tall, strapping lad, as a tall young man would have been described in years gone past. I could not believe it, but it was Tara's son. Here's me thinking Tara was about 28 years of age. Whoops. Apologies if that caused any offence or embarrassment, Tara. I then bumped into Jessica Gomes from Grant Thornton. We'd chatted a little bit online, but never met each other in person. I did want to listen to ex-co-worker Jamie Rosado discuss making S happen, challenges and opportunities in operational security governance. However, I got involved in a deep and meaningful discussion with Louisa Vergelenzang, whose name I've probably pronounced incorrectly again, and I wouldn't have foregone that discussion for anything. And yes, while I was speaking with Louisa, I did bump into a couple of other people. Cheryl Wong, who I had been recently introduced to. Cheryl is a security culture change specialist at Catch. And I briefly said hi to Lisa Curry, CISO from the Bureau of Meteorology, who I had a few dealings with in the past. Let's just say we shared a cookie together. Only Lisa will know what that means. Lisa, if you are listening, I did resurrect that cookie idea of mine at my latest company. It always seems to go down well. Actually, that is a security awareness idea I'll post on my LinkedIn group called the Australian CISO sometime in the future. As usual, I distracted myself. Back to Louisa. Louisa is from one of the companies which is directly competing with mine. Years ago, such a conversation would have been frowned upon. As Louisa and I have said on a few occasions, we may be competing at the cash register, but we are fighting with the same issue, cybercrime. And apart from that, we all have personal or work issues we may need help with. Why not share a problem with a good person like Louisa, I say. Louisa, if I can return the favour, you know where to find me. Well, that's my coverage from the yearly ASA Cyber Conference. In summary, a well-organised get-together of thousands of people interested in cybersecurity. There are a couple of hiccups along the way, but that's to be expected when organising something of this size. ASA, Conference Committee, Damien Manuel, volunteers, and anyone else involved in organising all this, please take a big round of applause from the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to this podcast. Potential over-exaggeration there, maybe tens of thousands of listeners. Would you believe a couple of Boy Scouts trying to earn their podcast listeners badge? Well done to all the award winners. A big thank you to all the speakers who spent hours writing their presentations, in addition to the many hours they would have consumed practicing their talks. Thanks to all our vendors and sponsors. Without you, we probably don't have much of a conference. On a development note, ASA, perhaps consider cutting down the number of concurrent sessions. We talk about simplifying the message in cyber. Dear ASA, on behalf of a number of people, please cut down the number of concurrent sessions. It really plays tricks with your brain trying to nut out which session you should attend. And while I'm at it, is there any way we could possibly vet speakers first? That might sound a bit cruel, and I don't mean that you necessarily cull speakers. It may just be an opportunity for someone to give them some advice about presentation skills. Some people complained of being a bit dehydrated despite the water units around the floor. Also, the juice bar served juice in a cup size that resembled a thimble. Yes, I know these seem trivial things, but if no one ever speaks up, well, no one ever speaks up. Oh, and one more thing. Is it possible to cut down the number of presentations that someone does? I.e. keep it to maybe two presentations or a combination of two presentations or panel sessions. Just a thought, and admittedly, it wasn't my thought. A few people mentioned it to me. I know when I get back to my work, my boss will ask me for a high-level summary of what I learnt, key takeaways, etc. This is going to sound pretty high-level, but I want to say something like, key takeaways were, networking is becoming as equally as important as a conference itself. Storytelling is one of the keys to getting staff members' attention and understanding cyber. Less is more. Many speakers express the importance of concise messages. Don't be scared of boards, work with them. Being a CISO is hard and tiring, but there is help from your network and specifically from CyberMinds if you need it. Security people are feeling pressure as they feel they are the target for cyber criminals. And given that the value of cybersecurity is not tangible and hard to demonstrate and quantify, well, it makes it even harder for us, the cyber security defenders. So, ASA, CyberCon is over for another year. I've got to say, I was standing for a lot of those 3 days chatting to my friends, new friends, and vendors. The next day, Friday, I was totally exhausted. You can just imagine my level of enthusiasm when I attended a late-night work event on Friday night. I was just so exhausted but tried to put a happy face on. I doubt that I succeeded. Well, friends, that's it. ASACON 2023. With so many sessions and discussions in between, I could never do the conference justice. I hope you got something out of one, some, or all of the sessions you attended. Trust me when I tell you it's taken a good while to put these two episodes on the ASA conference together, but hopefully well worth it for you, the listener. And in hindsight, it was amazing how many people I did bump into that I knew. If I had a dollar for every... It's been one hell of a week, and the coming week doesn't look any better either. Although I am looking forward to doing some work with Brian Hay from Cultural Cybersecurity this week. Hey, don't forget to check in with your work colleagues, friends, and associates. You never know what they may be going through and vice versa. A problem shared can be a problem halved. Actually, I had a game of golf yesterday with my friend Paul. Certainly a change from work and thinking about cybersecurity all the time. Unfortunately, Paul won, but I'm playing him again next week, and I hope to come back to you to say that I beat Paul. Yibbida yibbida. That's all, folks. Time to go. See ya.